he's effectively stolen 300,000. Like when you look at it properly, right?
When I look at it properly, my guy, I see a 12x return and a guy trying to change his family's future. And so you're asking me if you're the asshole? The guy's not the asshole. He's mixing it up. He is going to the moon. You're trying to take him straight down to the ground. So you are an asshole.
Welcome to Checks and Balances, brought to you by Partners Life. I am Michael Vincent. This is James Blair. And today, they keep asking for them, so we'll keep doing them. It's another Reddit, Am I the Asshole?
So we've got another couple of stories today to go through from Reddit. And I tell you, Mike, Reddit just keeps on delivering.
It's either a well of darkness or a well of absolute good times on Reddit. And boy, do we have some good times.
Yeah, so we've got two more stories where people have financial relationship problems. They're asking us, are they the asshole? I will not tell you, Mike, what I think of you. We will just talk about the story. So let's jump into it.
I mean, we're like 10-0 on they're all assholes so far. So maybe this one will be different.
God, I love to judge people.
Yeah. Cool. So let's kick it off. My husband and I have been married for 10 years. Lovely. Throughout our marriage, I've shouldered the bulk of our financial responsibilities, contributing 75% of our income.
Get it, girl.
My upbringing was marked by poverty, but through hard work, I secured a stable position in finance, ensuring our financial security.
Seems like it's all uphill.
Yeah, well, finance, a great bit. We agreed that my husband would manage our finances. Oh, this is where we start to go wrong. However, my world was shaken when I discovered a staggering $300,000 missing from our accounts.
That's just a rounding error, isn't it?
Well, if you work in finance. Confronting him, he admitted losing $2,000 in cryptocurrency back in 2018.
I bet you try that one more time, Mike. You're missing two zeros for me.
Sorry. Confronting him, he admitted to losing $200,000 in cryptocurrency back in 2018, a decision he made without consulting me. Let's just rewind that for a second. How did you lose money in 2018 on cryptocurrency?
Yeah, I mean, so we're sitting in March 2024, where the crypto apes have risen.
Yeah.
And they are back.
They're back, baby.
Celebrating, saying, diamond hands to the moon.
Yeah.
So maybe you shouldn't have divorced him because he may be a wealthy man, but I'm guaranteed forced to sell that in the divorce. Yes.
Now, divorce is most definitely on the horizon for us. Ooh, okay. Fait accompli. As I have lost all trust in him due to his financial irresponsibility. Hindsight 2024 might have been responsible. While friends advocate for therapy to salvage our marriage, I'm skeptical whether trust can ever be rebuilt. Am I the asshole for considering divorce without discussion or therapy?
So, a lot to go through here. I've just brought up Bitcoin price. As of the 12th of March 2024, sitting at 117,000 NZD, just to provide some context. In the middle of Jan, it was sitting at 70,000. So it's been pretty crazy numbers. In like 2 months, it's jumped from 70,000 NZD to 117,000. Now, in 2018, so I said it's worth 117,000 right now. In 2018, it was worth about 9,000 NZD. It dropped. So if we're talking about the drop, it dropped, I mean, pretty material amount. It dropped about 50% to $5,000. But if you, so from 2018, 2019, dropped from about 9,000 to 5,000, which as a percentage is a big jump. So Bitcoin has jumped a lot since this original post. Now, there's a question about whether they got divorced, all that kind of stuff. Just to put in context, so his crypto or their crypto, I'm assuming this Bitcoin as well, which is a huge assumption. He could have invested in absolutely trash coins, which have gone nowhere, but assume it's Bitcoin. So we started at 300,000 in 2018. It dropped to 150,000 in 2019. She's like, this guy is trash. Like, what decisions is he making for my family? If they held diamond hands to the moon in 2024, $3.6 million. 300 grand, 150K, 3.6 million.
Assumptions there. One, it's Bitcoin. Two, he was just straight buying and selling. He could have been doing high leverage stuff. He could have been doing all that weird crypto node trading crap or whatever, that sort of stuff. Like, there's a thousand. I mean, at the end of the day, though, he's made a $300,000 financial decision without, he's effectively stolen $300,000. Like, when you look at it properly, right?
When I look at it properly, my guy, I see a 12x return and a guy trying to change his family's future. And so You're asking me if you're the asshole? The guy's not the asshole. He's mixing it up. He is going to the moon. You're trying to take him straight down to the ground. So you are an asshole.
I don't know what to say to that. So he's stolen $300,000 from his wife.
Invested $300,000.
Let me ask you a question, James. How would you feel if Hannah did that to you? Took $300,000, invested it in whatever coin, and had lost $200,000 of it. Would you think she would try? She was investing to get you to the moon? Or would you think that she had stolen it and made a terrible financial decision?
I'd be like, babe, space suit on, 3, 2, 1, off we go.
Yeah, right. And then the rocket would fall over and you guys would get a divorce. Look, I'm bringing it back to reality here. And without the hindsight bias, absolutely, your husband is an asshole. He stole $300,000 and lost $200,000. You should boot his ass to the curb and go find someone else.
Yeah, go find somebody poor because he's not making investment decisions the next husband you have. Moving on to the next one. Before we move on, we talk all the time about planning and growing our wealth, but protecting that wealth is just as important. That's why having the right insurance in place can help when life goes unexpectedly.
And that's why this episode is brought to you by Partners Life, a New Zealand-operated award-winning insurance provider with over 300,000 Kiwis insured and 89% of claims paid.
Partners Life understand that having some insurance is better than having no insurance. They have flexible and personalized solutions for any budget or situation.
Check out their website in our show notes below.
Am I the asshole for being offended my partner is wanting a prenup? Which, whoo, we're going to have some thoughts on this one. So, my partner, 31 male, and I, 27-year-old female, recently discussed prenuptial agreements. He's financially successful with multiple properties, and while I'm on a good salary, I'm just starting to save. He wants to ensure his assets are protected, proposing terms with premarital assets remain separate. However, I'm left feeling hurt and offended, Mike, for a couple of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, I've never had any intention of seeking financial gain from him.
Whoa. The road to hell is paved with good intentions, isn't it?
It's a lot from you.
The intention doesn't need to be there. Just trying to protect his assets.
Yeah, yeah. Let's look at the stats, right? 1 in 2, 50% are getting divorced. I think it's even higher than that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Does anybody get married with the intention of getting divorced? No. So you're losing me at the start here. Money isn't my primary focus in life, having previously worked as a public school teacher, which I guess means...
It is a focus in your life.
Yeah.
You have a job. You do need to eat to be happy. Yeah, so.
What does that mean? Teachers don't like money? Secondly, I'm concerned that his proposal doesn't take into account my future contributions. Despite his current financial standing, my career trajectory suggests that my income could eventually rival his, particularly as I'm expecting substantial increases in pay in the coming years.
Sorry.
Furthermore, if we were to have children together, my role in raising them would inevitably impact my potential earnings, which is a very valid point. While marriage isn't on the immediate horizon for us, and based off this, it might never be, the topic of a prenup has left me feeling uncomfortable as he's prompted me to question the strength of our relationship and whether he trusts me. I added that bit on the end, but that's what she's implying. I've expressed my feelings to my partner, but the conversation hasn't reached a satisfactory resolution, which it never does. Am I the asshole for being offended by the thought of a prenup, Michael?
No, you're not the asshole for being offended by the thought of a prenup. A lot of people are offended by the thought of a prenup because they are insecure and they're going after people's money.
Yeah.
Look, it's a touchy subject, right? I know you cracked a joke about it in there about the trust thing, but you know, a lot of people do see it as a sign of you don't trust me and you think I'm just here for your money. But I don't think that's really what it's about at all. You're just trying to protect people's assets. I was talking to two people yesterday. She's coming in with a $570,000 deposit. He's coming in with a $9,000 deposit. She should want to protect that.
Yeah. And it is honestly, I hate to use the word, it's naive not to have a prenup.
Yeah.
Like for you just to assume that you're going to be, because I mean, you break down the stats on marriage, right? 50% of people get divorced. There's a whole nother percentage that want to get divorced that don't want to. Like, the odds of it working out are not the greatest, which I know, James, very like, you know, depressing kind of chat. But if you are coming in with more assets than the other person, more income, and you've earned those in the relationship where the other person hasn't been involved the whole time, of course you should be protecting those assets.
Yeah, I don't see any issues there. I think you are being a bit of an asshole by being offended by the thought of this prenup.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a very, the other piece I'd say, it's a very common reaction to be offended, because it is definitely like the mood killer in the relationship where you go from
pillow talk.
I know, I know. You kind of walk home every night. You're like, here we go. This whole thing's going to set off again.
Put the gloves on as they suffer. So
yeah, just tuck the chin and hope for the best. Now, so it's not unusual that you're offended by it, but you do just have to think about this quite logically, which
I take a pragmatic approach. Like, put yourself in his position and, you know, show a bit of empathy there, right? Like, if you've worked hard your life and you've built up some assets, yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you want to protect them?
Yeah. Now, there is a very interesting point around children, which I think is very valid and does need to be taken into consideration. So there's the protection of assets before you get into a relationship, which I 100% think you should do. There is the question about, well, once you have kids in the future, who's going to take time off work for kids? What is going to be the impact on your career progression? And that should also be factored into the relationship agreement going, if we do have a child, I'm entitled to X or whatever it might look like. Yeah. And we've spoken to enough lawyers that pretty much you can just agree on whatever you want in those situations. Yeah.
I also think it's interesting that she assumes she's going to stay home and look after the kids when her salary is going to rival his.
Mm.
So why wouldn't he be have the same choice to do that as well?
Yeah.
Because if their earning parity is the same, what does it matter?
Yeah, yeah. So I do think you're
being an asshole.
Being the asshole.
Yeah.
I think you got to change your perspective.
Cool. So, closing thoughts and takeaways on this one.
Invest in Bitcoin. Just like what you need to do, call 0800 Mike and go, I want to borrow back on my mortgage and take on as much debt so I can leverage and invest into crypto as possible.
Yeah.
As I'm saying this, I'm realizing I'm a financial advisor. Don't do that.
And in the investment world, we call that the scope of engagement, what we'll be advising, providing advice on. For our other T's and C's, check the website.
Huge upside, little downside. But you know what only has upside? Subscribing to this podcast, giving us a review, giving us a like. Love to Partners Life, and we will see you next time.
And we like these episodes because you like these episodes. However, we would like to get a dating coach on one of these episodes because, hey, we're just calling everyone assholes. So if you know a dating coach, throw a comment in the channel and let us know.
And we might call you an asshole. See you next time.